Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Hello and happy day to you. And if you've retired ever, or you're thinking you want to retire and you want to know what in the heck is going to happen and how is it going to happen, well, this little show is for you because you want to know what your expectations should be, what they should not be, when you should be worried and when you should be sort of maintaining an even strain. If you ever listened to music in the mid-2000s, you remember the song that says, "You can paint a pretty picture, but you can't predict the weather, Miss Jackson." And so all of us, none of us can. We can plan for it. We can make a perfect retirement package and paint that pretty picture, but we cannot predict exactly what's going to happen because there's a couple of variables happening. Number one, you've got things happening with the government. Right now, we've got people that took the DRP and then the government shut down and they were bottlenecked with a zillion bajillion people retiring at the same time. And everybody's trying to get out at the same time out of the same date, which is OPM. OPM is the portal through which you can retire. And they are the ones that hold the keys to let you out of there. So let's talk today about the steps, the processes, so you know exactly what's going to happen, when it's going to happen within a reasonable parameter of time. So this is a document. It's just clips from the document to make it big and pretty so you can see it directly from OPM. I didn't make this stuff up. I am just the messenger. So when you retire, remember that's the last day or the last Friday or the end of the month for FERS employees. And you become a retiree the first day of the following month. That is one of the biggest reasons you do not want to retire at the first or the middle of the month because you would have payment purgatory. I made that up, but basically you would not be getting paid as an employee, nor would you be getting paid as a retiree because if you separated on the 15th of whatever month, you don't become a retiree till the first of the following month anyway. So you would have these two extra months of payment purgatory. You're not getting paid at all, nor will you be. So that's why you want to go to the end of the month to have as little time between the what I would call the baton transfer, right? Whenever you're a baton in the baton relay in track, you are the baton and you're getting passed from HR over to OPM so they can actually process you out of there. So you don't want too much time between that pass. So here's what happens. You retire, you get a retirement date first of the following month. Then it's HR, that's agency processing, payroll processing. They're going through your documents, which they kind of already did for the most part, if you did it, you know, pre the day, which most of you will. And they go through, make sure it's all beautiful and pretty. And then they hit send. They go over to OPM. But before it can get to OPM, they've got to go through last paycheck, sick leave, and add it all in. And then annual leave payout. You get paid lump sum for your annual leave, which is a party. It was made to sort of tide you over that way because you're going to have some time between retirement and actually getting paid for your retirement. And so that's what annual leave was kind of designed for. Don't feel bad if you don't have any. You used it. You did get another benefit from that as well, but that's a side note. So you're waiting for HR to actually pass you as a baton over to OPM. And then OPM, okay, we've got your stuff. We actually have your information. We're going to process you now. And then you start getting interim payments. And now you have it 10 to 15 days, give or take. And then as OPM's processing you 10 to 90 days, you can be getting interim payments, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 or 5 interim payments before you're actually finalized. However, historically, it's like 2 or 3 maybe interim payments before you're finalized with a normal sort of non-complicated retirement. Remember, I did a video where if you are dealing with a quadro, or you've got court orders, or you're paying apportionments, or you've got to leave a survivor benefit to a former spouse, you're going to go to a different division of OPM and it's going to take them longer. I would just tell you, plan on 6 months for that. And if it comes sooner, then yay. If not, then I told you to prep for it. And then you get finalized. Yay, the confetti flies and we have a ticker tape parade because you are finalized. And the number is going to be very similar to what your, what you call them, interim payments have been in general. Although now you're getting decimal numbers. You're actually getting true deductions taken out. By this time, you should for sure have access to the OPM website. Remember, that is servicesonline.opm.gov. And you'll get that CSA number in the mail and your password to go into the website of OPM so you can look. Now, this is going to be the place where you can do open enrollment every year. You can change your banking information on this site. You can pull your tax forms each year. You can see the deductions coming out of your statements. In fact, you can print your statements as well. You can do all of these things once you have access to the website. It's a very, very user-friendly website. Limited, but user-friendly. And that's kind of the minimalist world of a retiree because you don't have to deal with 80,000 things anymore. You're just accepting the money, looking at where it's going, and submitting that to tax. And then making some basic changes, like I said, banking information and open enrollment. And that's it. Now, to go into a little bit more detail, you kind of see exactly what I was saying in a nutshell. But the human resources is that agency payroll processing, and they're doing all those things. OPM, they're checking everything. You're getting a claim number. You're getting that CSA number or the civil service annuitant number, for those of you who just have to know what the acronym means. And then you start getting paid, which is great. And then at finalization, you stop getting actual interim payments. They did the actual math now, and you will be finalized. And dental insurance, vision insurance, you see on the bottom right-hand side of this screen, you would contact through BeneFeds, and they manage your outside dental and vision. If you want to make changes, you can during open enrollment. And remember, dental and vision is not subject to the five-year rule. You can make changes every year. I got a guy that goes every other year in and out because he thinks dental's a sham. And so he uses it 1 year and then shunts it off another year. That's not my opinion. That's his, just for the record. So you kind of understand what happens here. And once the dust settles, you've got access, you've got the freedom to move about the cabin. And those of you who are retiring underage, remember, you'll have access. You already have access to your TSP site as well. But if you're under 59 and a half, you're going to need to wait for some of this dust to settle. Average time for TSP to go live, if you're under 59 and a half and you need it to grab cash, is going to be around 20 to 30 days after separation. So you don't have to be finalized with OPM to actually be separated from service, especially with TSB and for things like just eligibility for things and stuff like that. You are separated as of the first of the month after you submitted that document or after you retired. So short, sweet, want you to understand those processes. Many of y'all are in this flux right now and you're like, what's going on? I've received nothing. I don't believe it. I don't understand. Feel free to call OPM if you have not received your interim check or access to the website. If it's been, I would say more than 2 or 2.5 months, because this flux right now with the separation of September 30th, right now we've gone all the way through October and all the way through November. So we're past 2 months. If you separated September 30th and you haven't received this stuff, I would contact OPM. People say, oh, I've called them and they don't answer. Yeah, they're busy. It's a really big ship, right? Everybody's calling them. Their phone lines do open at 7:40 in the morning Eastern time. So you can call them. I did this the other day, called at 7:40. I was only on hold for like 12 minutes. So that may be your trick, your little, there you go. But now if everybody starts calling them at 7:40, maybe there's another time that's good. But what I would say is call at 7:40, turn your phone on speaker or pop it in your ear and go for there and wait for them to jump in. And at least you'll find out whether they have it or not. That's some of the biggest questions. I've had some people say, I didn't receive anything. But if you've had your annual leave from Human Resources, that is a good indicator that you've been passed to OPM, but you're just waiting in the queue with everyone else. So if you have questions, you need help, reach out. My number here, 850-450-6500. If I can help you, that's great. If not, I can connect you with one of my local teams who can help you along the way, all the way, even into the world of Social Security, TSB, and Medicare. Congratulations on retiring, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.